Good morning, and thank you to the members of our community and the media for being here today. Over the past year, IMPD has been trying to locate an individual who had been breaking into homes and sexually assaulting residents of our city. After much determination and investigative techniques and the assistance of our law enforcement partners, the male is currently in custody. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge the incredible bravery and courage each of these survivors displayed by coming forward and reporting the attacks. Our hearts go out to them, and we hope and pray now that their attackers behind bars, these survivors can focus on healing and moving forward. We would like to recognize all the agencies who were instrumental in finding the suspect and bringing him into custody. Lawrence Police Department, Indiana State Police, Federal Bureau of Investigations, Indianapolis Marion County Forensic Service Agency, and countless detectives and officers of IMPD who spent countless hours canvassing the scene following each of the incidents. Before I turn this over to Deputy Chief Craig McCart, who will speak a little bit about the investigation, I want to say one final thing. IMPD's mission remains the same. We will continue to hold the line as we make every effort to maintain peace and safety within our community. Today, it may appear that you've gotten away with a crime, but we will not rest until the residents of Marion County feel safe to work and play in our community. Thank you. Deputy Chief McCart.
Good morning. I'm Craig McCart, Deputy Chief of Investigations for IMPD. Thank you for being here with us this morning. And certainly I'd like to start and kind of reiterate some of what the Chief said. But first and foremost, I want to start by recognizing the bravery, courage, and resolve of these victims. I don't think that there's anybody here that can even begin to imagine the terror and the trauma that they've experienced. And certainly we hope that by concluding this investigation that this allows them to focus on healing and move forward. And there is no doubt in my mind because of their bravery and their courage that they have kept other women in this community safe. So we thank them for that. Also like to give out some thanks to all those involved in this investigation. Certainly to the detectives who have been working hard on this for about a year now. Detective Cervantes, Mullins, Henshaw, Detective Henshaw from Lawrence PD, Detective Greathouse, Loeb, and Sergeant Chris Lawrence who helped to oversee that investigation. The Lawrence Police Department has been an outstanding partner in this as they came on with one of those assaults as well. And I think we frequently stand up here and talk about these great team efforts. I think we're fortunate here in Indianapolis that we have a community of law enforcement that works so well together. But to me, this one stands out even more than some of the other great victories that we've had. So again, like to thank the state police. Their troopers were out there with us as we looked for this suspect. The FBI was on board from the beginning. They gave us technical assistance. They helped with some forensic investigative genealogy. We consulted with their behavioral analysis unit. Again, they were there with us the whole time. They had agents on the ground as we searched for the suspect once he was identified. The big one that I have to really focus on for a second is Crime Lab. They were there with us at every scene. They worked diligently. They spent hours at some of those scenes, processing the scene, and then ultimately, Crime Lab gave us the break that we needed, and I'll talk more about that in a second. But they made themselves available any time of night or day. They told us when we were ready to move forward with some lab analysis. They were ready to call people in on the weekend to make that happen or overnight. But they were hugely integral in this investigation, and We certainly can't thank them enough. I don't know where Richard, there you guys, Richard and Leanne, so thank you very much. Certainly the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, we have consulted with them from the beginning. They've been a part of our investigation and our strategizing, and certainly, you know, in the last few days we've turned it over to them to finalize charging. So we thank them for their cooperation and their collaboration with us as well. Real briefly, I'll give some quick facts on the investigation. So the investigation started, we became aware of this in August of 20, when a sexual assault was reported to IMPD, an assault on the east side in the early morning hours, and a suspect had entered the home of a female and sexually assaulted her. We shortly thereafter had another one in October, very nearby to that same location in the early morning hours. Then the next one that came to our attention was actually one that occurred on the Lawrence Police Department jurisdiction. That was in February of this year. That we then experienced another in June, actually two in June, again in that same neighborhood on the east side. And then most recently, on September the 8th of this year, was the most recent attack. In all these attacks, in all these assaults, the suspect frequently used a ruse of some sort to try to gain entry into these homes. Ultimately, I don't know that his ruse ever actually allowed him into a home, but then he would ultimately force entry into a home or come into that home uninvited. He, at least on one occasion, used the ruse of being a public utility employee as he made contact with the victim. During these assaults, he was sometimes armed. He was not always armed, but he would always threaten the females. He picked a group of victims that ranged in age from 58 to 78. Females who lived alone, so he picked a vulnerable set of victims, and we believe he purposely did that. He did that in every one of his cases. During the assaults, he always kept his face covered so that he could not be recognized. He then would also cover the faces of the victims so that they were not able to see him clearly. We know that on a couple occasions he also disguised his voice. We believe he disguised his voice so that his voice would not be recognized either. Each of these assaults, when he was in the homes, another thing that made these a little bit unique is he was in the home for several hours on each one of these. So he spent some time in each one of these homes. After the second assault, we realized that there were similarities and eventually found that they were linked through DNA. Although we knew that they were linked through DNA, we did not know who that DNA belonged to. That DNA profile was not in the National CODIS database. So we continued canvassing, investigations, and trying to identify that suspect. However, we were not immediately able to do so. And then as these assaults continued, we learned that they were all connected through DNA. We were able to confirm that they were all connected through that DNA profile. Our big break really came in the most recent one, the assault that occurred on September the 8th. And in that assault, the suspect had moved a fan in the home of the victim. And we were, Crime Lab did an amazing job. They lifted a print, identified the print. We were able to identify a potential suspect at that point in time, and then we were able to obtain a DNA sample from that suspect, and Crime Lab went to worked so hard, so quickly, and immediately turned that around for us, and they were able to confirm that the suspect that had left that print was also the suspect that had the DNA profile of Daryl Goodloe, who was our suspect. After that came back, after that confirmation came back, he was quickly apprehended by IMPD officers, state police, FBI, and taken into custody. And then, as I said, we have then turned that over to the Marion County Prosecutor's Office for to formalize charges. We'll have an opportunity for more questions later, but at this point I would like to turn it over to the Chief of Police of Lawrence, Dave Hoffman.
Chief. Thank you. The members of the Lawrence Police Department join Chief Taylor and IMPD in acknowledging the bravery and courage of every single survivor who endured these heinous attacks, and we hope that this arrest brings at least a small amount of comfort to them and aids in the healing process. We also commend the tremendous combined efforts of the multi-agency team assembled for this investigation, everyone behind me, who leveraged the resources of the federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies, to include the not-for-profit sector. As part of this effort, Lawrence investigators turned to the nonprofit group Season of Justice, who provided funding for the use of sophisticated genealogy DNA testing and actually some cell phone tracking technology as part of this case. That work was well underway and ongoing when the break leading to this suspect's identity occurred. I see the executive director of Season of Justice in the back of the room, Mr. Du Bois. Thank you, sir. Finally, I'll just say I hope this arrest helps our vulnerable population in Marion County sleep more peacefully at night. And I'm referring to our grandmothers, our moms, our daughters. And I'm so grateful for the hard work of all the people behind me that are going to lead to that. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry. FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge Paul Holderman will now address the group. Sorry.
Thank you, Chief. Good morning. So on Friday, a sexual predator, a rapist, a sick individual was finally taken off the streets. Our heart goes out, as all the other chiefs have said, to the survivors of the heinous crimes. He preyed on some of our most vulnerable. They were, as we've heard, grandmothers, mothers, our neighbors, our friends. What I want to highlight is the strong partnership, again, that we've heard throughout this press conference with all of the different federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. Here in Indianapolis and throughout the state of Indiana, we have very strong partnerships. We've worked tirelessly since that first assault occurred, utilizing all the investigative tools and techniques at our disposal. We talked a little bit about investigative genealogy, however. Ultimately, it was the strength of the survivors to come forward and report those traumatic experiences that they went through that we were able to get that break, that fingerprint, which led to the identification of the subject and ultimately his arrest. From the FBI's perspective, I can pledge to you that we're going to continue to work strongly and closely with our partners here on stage and throughout the state of Indiana to make sure that we combat criminal and national security threats and keep the citizens of Indiana safe. Thank you. Prosecutor Mears.
Thank you. My name is Ryan Mears, and I'm your Marion County prosecutor. And I want to thank everybody that we had the opportunity to work with today, Chief Taylor and IMPD, Chief Hoffman at Lawrence. And I also want to thank Stephanie Bibbs, who's head of our criminal charging division, Katie Melnick and Aaron Warner, as well as Ross Anderson and Jeff Canope, who've really been working day in and day out over the last couple of days to make sure we were in a position to file charges in a timely manner in this investigation. I also have to give a big thanks and shout out to our friends at the Crime Lab. We asked a lot of them in terms of turning around results. There was a number of items that needed to be tested. There's a number of different DNA profiles that they were having to take a look at. It was no small feat and no small task, and they did it, as always, professionally and accurately. And so we're grateful for all the energy and effort that they put into this case and investigation. And, you know, but for what they did on the scene, we would not be in a position to file the charges that we were able to file here today.